From NPR Music, this is A Choral Christmas with Stile Antico in concert at St. Paul's Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm Kathy Fuller. The British a cappella choir, Stile Antico, loves the luminous sound of intricately woven vocal lines. And in a resonant space like St. Paul's, it's especially glorious.
It's a church which is designed for this sort of music. You can hear all the different parts, and it also has a big bloom around the sound, which helps to blend it all together.
Stile Antico's special blend is on the way in sacred Christmas music from the English Renaissance. There's a radiant Christmas Mass by Thomas Tallis and intimate works by William Byrd and John Shepherd. Join us to celebrate the season with the sound of soaring voices just ahead from NPR Music. Throughout the Tudor period in 16th century England, the official state religion seemed to flip-flop between Catholic and Protestant with each new monarch. That meant composers of church music had to shift their styles accordingly. William Byrd was a Catholic working under the Protestant Queen Elizabeth I. He dared to write music for private celebrations of the Catholic Mass, like this piece for Advent called Rorate Caeli.
Thank you.
Rorate Celi, sung by the British choir Stile Antico. That's one of the Advent propers by William Byrd that the group is sprinkling throughout this Christmas concert from Cambridge, Massachusetts.
This program was made possible in part by contributions to KRVS Public Radio from listeners like you.
From NPR Music, welcome to A Choral Christmas with Stile Antico. I'm Kathy Fuller. Members of Stile Antico in rehearsal. They're getting ready for this concert from St. Paul's Church here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Stile Antico is a 13-member a cappella choir based in London. They made their U.S. debut here in the Boston area in 2009. These young, fresh-faced singers have already racked up some impressive awards for their recordings, mainly of intricately woven music like this from the Renaissance. And that's what the group has in store for us in this concert, hand-picked sacred music for the Christmas season from the English Tudor era, from 16th-century composers like Thomas Tallis and William Byrd. There's a full house for this concert at beautiful old St. Paul's Church, situated in the heart of Harvard University in Harvard Square. It's a 90-year-old Italian Romanesque-style building that has both a bold and a sweet acoustic. The sound reverberates off the shimmering Italian marble on the front altar. That's probably why Stile Antico is back again at St. Paul's. When they stand in a semicircle to sing, their voices take flight. And you can hear their sound bloom in this first piece, a Latin motet by Thomas Tallis called Videte Miraculum. The first line reads, "Behold the miracle of the Mother of the Lord." Stile Antico describes the music as having an extraordinary sense of rapt adoration, stillness, and mystery.
Thank you.
Music from around 1550, Videte Miraculum by Thomas Tallis. It's the opening piece on this concert of English Tudor period Christmas music by the choir Stile Antico. We're in concert at St. Paul's Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's fascinating to watch these young singers. They work without a conductor, so they stand in a semicircle and look at each other closely, giving cues just with body language. And now tenor Andrew Griffiths takes a few steps forward to address the audience.
We're thrilled to be back in this wonderful city and singing again in this beautiful church. Being a composer in the Tudor period was not without its difficulties, and the churches of the country went backwards and forwards between Catholicism and Protestantism with what must have felt to Tudor composers like a wearisome regularity. Thomas Tallis had one of the hardest jobs of all, living through the reigns of all four monarchs, from Henry VIII to Elizabeth I. But the piece you've just heard is from the reign of Queen Mary. The exception is the music of William Byrd. The propers, which we'll sing for you this evening, all date from the reign of Elizabeth I, a Protestant reign. Byrd was, of course, a Catholic, and during that regime, it was illegal and indeed very dangerous to celebrate the Catholic Mass. So these pieces, written for those private celebrations of Mass, they really feel like a personal profession of faith on the part of a composer who was not afraid to write the music which he really believed in.
Thank you.
the beautiful Agnus Dei from the Christmas Mass Puer Natus by 16th century composer Thomas Tallis, sung by the British group Stile Antico. We're at St. Paul's Church, just a block away from Harvard Yard in Cambridge, Massachusetts, for this Christmas concert by these young, energetic singers. Before the Agnus Dei was one of William Byrd's Advent propers called Tollite Portas. Much more ahead from Stile Antico in a moment. When we return, Thomas Tallis works out his secret code, and John Shepherd ices the cake with a glorious 8-part chord. I'm Kathy Fuller, and this is A Choral Christmas with Stile Antico from NPR Music. Welcome back to A Choral Christmas with Stile Antico in concert. I'm Kathy Fuller. Stile Antico means old style, and that's just what we have in this concert, music that dates from the Tudor period in England. It was an era that spanned the reigns of 5 16th century rulers, including Henry VIII and Queen Elizabeth. Composer Thomas Tallis served nearly all of those Tudor rulers, but he wrote some of his most sumptuous music in the 1550s under the rule of Queen Mary, including the Christmas Mass that Stile Antico has been excerpting throughout this concert. The foundation of the Mass is the old plain chant, Puer Natus Est, a boy is born. But instead of following the normal rules of setting this plain song in even note values, Tallis, as tenor Andrew Griffiths explains to the audience, concocted his own special recipe.
Tallis follows a rather obscure code whereby the lengths of each note of the plain chant are determined by the vowel that it was set to in the original plain song. Tallis was surely really trying to show off his compositional skill in making the music sound so fresh and unforced. You'll hear that particularly in the Sanctus and Benedictus we're about to sing, where points are thrown backwards and forwards between the parts over a static harmony.
Thank you.
capping off this concert with a spectacular 8-note chord. That's Verbum Caro by John Shepherd, another composer from the English Tudor period. The London-based choir Stile Antico is in concert at St. Paul's Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts. An encore from Stile Antico, O Magnum Mysterium, a motet by Tomás Luis de Victoria, considered the finest composer of the Spanish Renaissance. Stile Antico sings in many different venues across Europe and the U.S., but this wonderfully reverberant St. Paul's Church in Cambridge, Massachusetts, is one of the group's favorites. I hope you've enjoyed this Christmas concert by Stile Antico from NPR Music and WCRB. Classical Radio Boston, a part of WGBH. You can hear this concert again and find out more about Stile Antico when you visit our website, nprmusic.org. The program was produced by Tom Heisinger and recorded by Jim Donahue. We had engineering help from Soraya Mohammed and Neil Tivolt. And special thanks to WCRB, where the station manager is Anthony Rudell. Anya Grundman is NPR's Vice President of Programming. I'm Kathy Fuller. Have a safe and happy holiday.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Frederica and Howard Stevenson, supporting Olin College, which is working to revolutionize engineering education globally to inspire the next generation of technical innovators needed to solve the world's challenges. Learn more at olin.edu. And from Americans for the Arts, working with federal, state, and local arts agencies to support artists,